It would be worse if they destroyed our peace of mind, too. Every innocent passenger in those airplanes, and every innocent person killed in the attacks, is a personal tragedy, a thread in the whole ghastly tapestry of terror, each one immediate and appalling. The nature of what happened made many people fearful of flying. Demand for air travel dropped dramatically after September 11. Some airline companies collapsed. Nearly all had difficulties. It made us fearful of tall buildings. The price of high-rise apartments dropped radically. It made some people afraid of Muslims, and many must have looked at their children sleeping and wondered what sort of world they would inherit. This tells us a lot about fear. Something awful happens and we are afraid of what might happen in the future and afraid of putting ourselves in any similar situation. Free yourself from fears. This book is about fear and how to be free from it. Fear comes in two very different flavors, unreal and authentic. Unreal fear comes from our creative brain making up frightening scenarios that have not happened and probably will not happen. My first goal for this book is to give you clear and practical patterns to get rid of unreal fears and worry. There is also an insidious type of unreal fear.